Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults by adults containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised. How about that? Oh, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Thundercats are go.
Sweet.
That wasn't too bad at all. I got a headset and everything. I feel like a professional.
All right. Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Full of Sound and Fury podcast. We're doing this one over Skype. It appears to be behaving.
Yeah, over the internet.
Yeah, very excited about that. I'm Cyrus Mordozavi. I'm praying to God that this contraption holds together for about an hour. With me tonight, over the internet, is Ariel Rodriguez of Kung Fu Conversations.
Hello.
Ariel, I don't know about you, but I watched an appalling amount of television over the last 6 weeks.
And it was all soccer.
Actually, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
There was some NBA in there as well.
Oh, right. I forgot.
All right,
I try to forget because my team got destroyed. That's why I try to suppress those memories.
Yeah, you had a rough fandom month in June.
Yeah. And July with the Decision 2.0.
Yeah. Well, all of these are things we're going to cover.
Cool.
Which scab do you want to pick at first?
I don't know. You want that? I mean, we can start chronologically. The Heat got trounced by the Spurs.
Yeah, but before that, they played pretty well in the East.
Yeah. I think that tends to become the tail of the tape. For the NBA as a whole, if you look at the NBA, the Western Conference is just so competitive, and the Eastern Conference isn't that competitive. I think that's a big deal because the Heat do really well in the East, but they just don't have that fire to be forged in like I think the Spurs do.
Right. Western Conference is definitely the Mount Doom of the NBA.
Yeah.
As a Mavs fan, Win 50 games, you're the 8th seed. Congratulations.
Right.
All right. So amongst the 45 and over crowd, the popular theory was that San Antonio won convincingly because they play quote-unquote team basketball.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah. I know what I think about that. I'm curious to see what you think about that statement.
I don't think – well, I'll play it and I'll approach it from the other side. I don't think the Heat lack team basketball. I don't think it's all on LeBron James night in, night out. That's not the strategy anyway. That's what it ended up being the last like three games. But there are reasons for that, which I mean it could be exhaustion. Could be just people caving under pressure. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not on the Miami Heat team. I'm just a fan. But I don't think – team basketball was really the lack of philosophy of that was the Heat's downfall. I think just not having the talent show up at the right time, but that doesn't mean they didn't try to play as a team.
Yeah. Yeah. San Antonio has that really awesome hybrid European style they play for sure.
Uh-huh.
No question. And they execute it very well. But,
agreed.
The Heat did make four finals in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an easy feat to accomplish for starters. Yeah. If you look at how they performed, in 2011, they lost in six games to a very deep Dallas squad.
Right.
In 2012, they went to the brink and won against San Antonio. Seven games.
Wait,
another
was
deep
that
squad.
Was that 2012? I thought that was 2013.
You're right, 2013. Yes. Yeah. Chronology. It's a bitch. And then in 2014, they rematched San Antonio. They lose in five.
Yeah.
In 2012... they played an OKC team.
Right.
That is comprised of Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah.
So essentially a big three, kind of a mirror image of Miami.
Yeah. No depth in the bench, really, at the end of the day. I mean, they sometimes credit Harden for coming off the bench, but
yeah.
There's no bench.
No.
Yeah.
Unless Derek Fisher's corpse counts. And Miami wins that in five. So I'm calling no bench for Miami's struggles in the finals.
Yeah. And I mean, that was always what they were saying about trying to keep LeBron back, bring LeBron back, was that LeBron wanted a deeper bench and more opportunity to have, you know, more role players and be able to have that capability to take it through the long haul. Ultimately, that's not his reasons for leaving, but that's what everybody assumed LeBron wanted in this latest round of free agency. Yeah. And I think it's true. Like, we need a freaking bench, man. I think a lot of teams do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, absolutely, that was a big part of the downfall when, you know, Chris Bosh and guys like Ray Allen and company are Shane Battier just running out of gas out there, and there's no bench to back him up, we're going to lose. I think that's part of what happened.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious that that's what the issue was. Wade's knees appear to have been...
they also did not exist.
Yeah, I think that's over. But Bosh played well. Bosh has played very well most time he's been there. I mean, he's not a center, but they play him at the five.
Yeah, and actually it was kind of jumping ahead here, but everybody's like losing their goddamn minds over the max contract that he got. And actually, if you look at his numbers, this is just an interesting side note, but he scores more and he plays better when LeBron isn't out on the floor with him. So he may be, his productivity may go up slightly at being the main man in Miami for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't heard that, but that doesn't shock me at all. He's a good player.
Yeah.
And given that the cap is just likely to keep going up, I don't think that's a bad contract at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, fuck Houston.
Yeah, they must have been pissed.
Yeah, they also lost out on Parsons.
Uh-huh, that's what I heard.
So, not like they'll be bad, but...
Yeah, I just think that they were definitely moving a lot of people around to make the cap space for Bosh, and then he just reneged. And, sucks for Houston, but I guess that's just business.
Yeah, no question. Are you hearing the rumors that I am that Cleveland may make a move for Kevin Love?
Yeah, that's what they've been talking about. And apparently Kevin Love, all he has said is that he is intrigued, in quotes. No shit, man. You guys are going to play with fucking LeBron James and Kyrie Irving? Of course you're intrigued.
Yeah. I don't know who plays defense on that team is the only problem.
Yeah. And I find it interesting that LeBron only signed a 2-year deal. I think that's kind of like it's a commitment, but not a huge commitment.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's learned enough lessons to say, hey, I'm going to try this, but in case this is another disaster, because, Cleveland, I will GTFO if I want to.
I suspect that's indicative of what a lot of free agents are going to do with the current CBA and the cap projected to keep going up and up and up.
Uh-huh.
There's no incentive to like sign for more than a couple of years because you'll just be worth more in two.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So let's see. Gasol is in Chicago, I think, is finalized today.
Yeah, crazy.
Okay. Do we have any word on Rose?
Speaking of bulky knees, I have not. I haven't heard anything from the land of the non-existent knees.
Yeah, I guess they're the favorite if he's okay, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
Frankly, I don't even know if Cleveland has a shot. Like, there's so much gelling for people to do. The 2014-15 season is going to be kind of nuts, I think.
Yeah,
everybody's just getting used to new teams and stuff.
Except for San Antonio.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, except for San Antonio.
They're basically just going to be the favorite until Duncan finally starts to like show some sort of decline.
Man, wouldn't it be awesome? I mean, I'm not a San Antonio fan. I'm a Heat fan. But nevertheless, I can appreciate this. Wouldn't it be awesome if he just keeps playing into his 40s and he's just like, fuck you, I can still do it?
Well, the way Popovich watches his minutes, I think he's got a real good chance to do it.
Yeah, that would be just so awesome if he wins like 10 rings or some shit like that.
Oh, God. Well, as a Mavs fan, I'm not excited about that. Neither is anyone really in the West.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has been, God, he's been durable.
Yeah, man.
Not happy about that at all.
Like there are some kids that grew up like while he was from when he's like when he, from his rookie year until now, like,
oh yeah, 18 know? Years.
That's nuts.
God bless.
How many athletes can you really say that about?
You know, Bill Simmons wrote a detailed article, one.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Only Abdul-Jabbar has had his longevity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
kudos.
He's in a club of two.
Yeah. Kudos to Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. God. Just a giant wall in the way of everybody. Yeah. It's been a fun free agency, though.
Yeah, it's been nerve-wracking but fun to watch.
Yeah, I realized I said that. I was like, I'm probably not for Ariel. But I think we're going to get this like every year or two now with these with the new CBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, race. I think it was on ESPN or Yahoo Sports, the Ball Don't Lie people. One of those groups were saying like, you know, owners and fans, you created this monster, so... Don't complain.
Yeah, no
when
shit.
People are just dropping loyalty. Yeah, don't talk about loyalty. That's bullshit. You created this monster.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited LeBron went back, I have to say. That's a cool story. We'll see if it works out for him.
Yeah, I really liked his essay. I really respect him for his decision. I think it was in the right place. Definitely much better handled than the decision 1.0. you know, Cleveland, really? It's like, I know he grew up there, but it's like, have you been to Cleveland?
Well, yeah, I guess that had to be said. Really, Cleveland? Yeah.
Really, Cleveland?
I think he and Bosch had that exact conversation. No, I'm not going to Cleveland. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. And all those stories about him and Wade hanging out in Vegas. And like, what is Dwayne Wade thinking? Like, this is never happening. Why am I here? Like, how does that go, you know?
Yeah. I'm hearing rumors that his wife and kids did not want to go back to Ohio.
Oh, I'm really?
Sure, shocking.
Holy cow.
So that's fun.
Yeah. Go ahead and leave Miami and all that and then go to Ohio. That'll be a shell shock. Yeah,
that feels punitive. That's the love of a good woman right there. Either that or you signed a prenup.
Yeah, my family did that for a little while. We went from Miami to live in Pennsylvania for a few years, and I was not happy.
I had no idea. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Were you guys up in the mountains? Or
We were like in Allentown, which is kind of north of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And so kind of the east side. But, I mean, it's just – there's just no comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, we weren't, you know, rich like LeBron either, so we couldn't like, you know, live in some sort of fancy house, but nevertheless, it's Miami, you know. It's
the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air setup. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Not really, but that's what I always picture. Thank you, Will Smith.
And yeah, he's in my backyard all the time. Yeah.
Has Pierce signed?
He went somewhere unexpected. Oh man, I have to.
He went to not New York. I remember that.
Yeah, not New York, but he's not with the Nets either. I think he's with the Grizzlies or something. No, Wizards. He's with the Wizards.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. So, did you hear about the Nets? Like, how much luxury tax they had to pay?
All of it, I think.
$90 million.
Oh, come on, Prokhorov. You could have got to 100.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, they are so boned. I think it was 3 first-rounders they gave to Boston.
I don't know. It's whatever.
Godly like that. At least 2. I know it's 2. I know they have 2016 and 2018. I believe they're unprotected.
And Pierce doesn't play for them anymore.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, KG is there, but he doesn't play for him either.
Yeah. He's going to be in the non-existent knees department someday, sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, he's there. He is keeping Wade's seat warm.
So I don't know, man. Brooklyn, I doubt they're going to continue to be competitive going forward is my gut feeling, yeah. But what do I know?
Well, again, it's the East.
Yeah. It's a shame. I really would like more balance of talent. It's almost like maybe there's always these wild rumors of getting rid of the conferences altogether, and maybe that would be useful in some sense. I don't know.
Yeah. If the East just refuses to get its shit together, yeah, that may be. But yeah, that conference is wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Western favorite obviously is San Antonio, but.
Yeah. Probably. Again.
Did they just beat OKC until Durant and Westbrook get pissed off and leave?
Maybe,
is that how the story goes?
I guess. You know, it'd be interesting to see how the Clippers continue to kind of evolve.
Yeah, that's true.
But Powell left the West. And, I mean, he doesn't have that many years left on him, I guess. But, you know, it's the late. So basically my point is the Lakers aren't going anywhere. Houston doesn't seem to have gelled at all. They tossed Jeremy Lin to the side and then cleared all this cap space and then didn't get Bosch.
Right. And Parsons is gone.
Yeah, Parsons is gone. The Mavs, what's the story with the Mavs these days?
We have Chandler back.
Yay.
We traded Calderon, which I'm okay with. I was never that big of a fan of him. There's just no D from that guy.
Okay.
Not
a lot.
No, there's not. Parsons helps. That's a good acquisition. Monte Ellis is still there. Dirk is Dirk.
Yeah.
If Chandler's got anything left in the tank, they'll make some noise. But, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, go from what, the 8th to 4th seed? We.
Yeah.
That's okay. But, you know, nothing earth-shattering.
And then they'll end up playing somebody like Memphis and then lose because Memphis just is somehow like this like beast in the middle parts of the playoffs, and then they die off before they manage to get to the finals.
That team needs shooting in a bad way.
Yeah.
Until they get that, I don't see them making any moves.
But they always tend to survive like past the first round, it seems.
Oh yeah.
They just eat up whoever's there, and then
Grizzly
eventually
is a apt situation for that team. They do maul you. Although I think Zebo's getting up there also. He's younger than me, but I'm almost positive. But boy, that's not fun when you reach that age where you're like,
yeah.
Even the old veterans are younger than you. You're like, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Come back, Favre. don't leave Duncan. Yeah,
Yeah,
a lot
so
of noise, but I don't think the balance of power has really shifted.
Nah, I don't think so.
Outside of there being, you know, an obvious favorite in the East.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. The East at least should be interesting for a while until, you know, while we see all these teams gel, I guess is my point.
I do like the signing of McRoberts for your guys, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
He looks good for Charlotte. I wish he would groom. He's got kind of a mountain man thing going on. And in Miami's humidity, I think that's going to fly.
Yeah.
I don't know about Granger. I've not seen him play in a while.
Me neither. But
he was with the Clips last year? Do I have that right?
I'm drawing a blank, maybe.
Yeah. Indiana sent him somewhere, and then I think he didn't do much of anything wherever he went.
Yeah, man, no one's talking about the Pacers anymore. They were all like the hot shit. And like now it's like, who?
Well, a second season collapse will do that to your fortunes.
Yeah, but like during the whole free agency thing, no one cared. No one said a word.
Yeah.
You know, is like Larry Bird even around? Like what's going on? You know, no one's saying anything.
He's just somewhere like with a bottle of Jack. How did it go wrong? What the hell happened? And Melo's still with the Knicks, which I'm not shocked by at all.
Right.
His wife was never going to let him leave. No, I like Manhattan. What the hell with you?
You don't need to win championships. It's okay.
Honey, you just go out there and shoot the ball a lot. It's great.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go shopping. Okay. On to football.
Okay. Fucking Spain lost.
I'm so glad you opened it up.
My team, La Furia Roja of Spain. I think I mentioned this to you off the podcast. Like, I ordered a T-shirt with the Spanish football club logo on it in preparation for the World Cup. So I order it before the cup starts, and it directly from FIFA. And it takes a few days for FIFA to ship it. It shows up on my door the day or 2 days after they fucking got eliminated mathematically. So I couldn't even wear it.
I mean, you could. That would be dumb.
Yeah, well, I could, but there were no more games for them to play. It was over. They were already eliminated. They had already even played the last game against Australia or whatever. Like, it was over. I had no chance.
Oh, Jesus.
It was just utterly disappointing top to bottom. And the fact that they lost to the Netherlands.
You'd be describing FIFA as a whole, I think.
Well, yeah, there's that. We can talk about the Qatar game, oh, World Cup in 8 years. But, like, I had no chance to really wear the shirt in true pride. And they lost to the Netherlands right up front, which is disappointing after the final last time. So
I know I chuckled, but I feel your pain. My Landon Donovan jersey.
Yeah, man.
Got Klinsmanned. I think that's a verb now. I don't know what that should be a verb for.
And the U.S. too, like I you know, of course I root for them as well. And like it's just seeing Jozy Altidore go like on that first game was just heartbreaking.
Derek Rose of USA Soccer.
Yeah.
He was hurt last time. He just, kind of played through it.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't even make it. He didn't even make it that far.
You watched the game live, right?
Yeah.
He pulled up. I was like, oh, he's done. I have no doubt that the commentators are trying to be like, yeah, man, we'll have to see it. Check on him. No, his hamstring's blown. That's what he's done. I watch football. I watch American football, rather. I know exactly what happened.
I know what this is.
That is sorrow on a pitch.
Yeah. That sucked. And Clint Dempsey, like, kind of summarizing here, I guess, but, like, he didn't really, like, show up a lot of times. I think he's caught a lot of flack for his performance in this cup.
Do you feel like he underperformed?
I think he sometimes just was non-existent in the midfield. And I think that's where I think a lot of our – and this is from, me talking out of my ass. But I think – I played JV soccer, damn it. I know something.
There you go.
the midfield just seemed to collapse for the U.S. in those early games. Like I just
– Yeah, it collapsed in the late ones too.
Both true. Fair enough. It's just like where was it? Like the midfield – the fullbacks would do their job, push the ball up. Then midfield would collapse and give it right back to the other team. And there's just, our strikers, when they got the chance, could – sorry, I'm not thinking Dempsey. I apologize. I don't mean Dempsey. I meant Bradley.
Bradley.
Okay. Clint Dempsey got kicked in the face. That guy was a fucking hero. Him and Tim Howard.
Like national treasure.
Yeah, Bradley.
And not one of those crappy ones that Nicolas Cage like goes and finds on the back of a dollar.
Yeah.
National treasure.
Like Bradley's who I think the bald dude in the midfield.
Yeah,
he just disappeared. That's what I was talking
about. He was not the right athlete for what they wanted from him, I think.
Yeah. I think he switched positions like he normally was a striker or something, and they moved him to the midfield somehow or something like that.
He is usually more of a defensive midfielder.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's the guy who he's the slide tackle specialist. And Donovan had actually filled that role in the past, which is why when he didn't play, I was like,
WTF.
A, heartbroken, B, what the hell?
Yeah, so. That was – but, we got as far as we normally get. At least Ghana didn't eliminate us this time.
Yeah, that was a great game.
Yeah. That's when Clint Dempsey got kicked in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you score in the first 3 seconds. They have to send a message.
The violence. At least there wasn't like an open chest kick this time around.
Oh. In the World Cup. Hey, there was everything else. Credit for trying though. Oh, You ruined them for me. I didn't realize how dirty they were until you pointed it out.
So freaking dirty, man. Even this cup, they were freaking dirty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't understand. I mean, like, I remember specifically the France-Honduras match in gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
It was clearly, okay, we cannot stand with the Frenchmen, so we have to murder them. I get that. Honduras wasn't very good. They're just lucky to be there. But yeah. The Netherlands is like a legitimate, you know, top three team in this thing. Have been for several years.
Yeah, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, I don't get the goon soccer from that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, is there some sort of like international beef that we don't know about that's going on here? I mean, like, I just don't get it.
I have a lot of problem with that team. Oh, by the way, America. I'm filling in for Keyshawn here, addressing America. It's not Holland. It's the Netherlands. Holland is part of the Netherlands. It's been your history lesson for today. You're welcome.
Even
or if you pinch the Dutch.
Yeah. Even Univision calls them Holanda, Holland, most of the time.
Yeah, no, I know. Oh, my Spanish came back a little bit. That was one of the nice things about watching a little soccer.
Oh, there you go. Because that's really the only way to watch is on Univision, if you can deal with it. If you don't speak Spanish, that is, because the coverage there is way better than on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. If Ian Dark wasn't on it, I wasn't interested. I do love Ian Dark, though.
Yeah, he's...
It's like having Gandalf narrate your game.
Yeah. Yeah, those the Univision announcers continue to just do whatever the hell they want. You know, it's kind of weird that they're going to shift, you know, the contracts change and Telemundo takes over. Next cup.
Oh, I wonder, no, really?
Yeah. And Fox for the U.S., so ESPN won't have it anymore.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, should be interesting to see what happens with new coverage.
Yes. In Putin land.
Yeah, oh, my God.
What they'll be calling it by then.
Yeah, who's going to have to, like, drop kick their bathroom door to open it this time around? Just like the Sochi Olympics, you know, who knows what kind of insane tales will be told.
I'm excited.
Oh, I guess
utter
we do.
Pandemonium.
And I guess we do have Olympics in Rio in 2 years, so there's even more Rio shenanigans that we'll be able to listen into.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you brought up Brazil. So here's the $11 billion question I have for you. I don't know the answer, but I want to have a conversation about it. Why did no one realize Team Brazil was wildly overrated?
I don't know. I don't know if I have an answer. I think there was so much pressure on them to win because basically the country's going to catch on fire if they don't.
Oh yeah.
And like they just blew it. And they were saying this like afterwards, like after they lost to Germany and again after they lost to the Netherlands, they were saying these guys didn't need to get proven. They were a shoo-in because they're the host country from the very beginning.
Yeah.
No one's really had a chance to look at them or beat them up at all, and they just got lost in the conversation somehow early on before the cup started.
Yeah,
but it's true. Like they just sailed through. Yeah. I just have a hard time believing that all of a sudden you take out Neymar by himself and the whole team fucking collapses. Like forget Silva missing. Like you take out Neymar and everything collapses. No way. They were just mediocre.
Yeah, that's another popular narrative, but I don't subscribe to it either because I've actually got this pulled up because, I mean, they were struggling even before Neymar went down.
Uh-huh.
So we have – they get out of group stage like, you know,
Mexico held them to a standstill.
Exactly. So we go to round of 16. They play Chile. They tied it in regulation. They win in penalty kicks.
Yeah, that was a hell of a game.
Yeah. Chile – that I don't know that right there looked bad, you know. And then
yeah,
so then they play Colombia. The refs give them the game, frankly.
Yeah.
But they lose Neymar in the war. it's just ugh.
Yeah, it's not
that they're terrible, but yeah, mediocre. I think is the best word for them.
Yeah, I wonder if they played the U.S. like how like out of five games, how many games would the U.S. win? How many games would Brazil win?
That's a really interesting question.
Because I think it'd be more even than people expect.
Yeah. Julio Cesar, despite his imperial name, is not that good of a goalkeeper.
Yeah, not like the other folks we saw.
No. Navas was better.
Ochoa.
Yeah.
Neuer from Germany. Like
fucking Netherlands backup goalie was a badass.
Yeah.
Crawl
and,
the Conqueror?
Yeah, Crawl the Conqueror. He's huge, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim Howard, of course, the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I... Yeah, he was just the man of like of the week. It was great. The internet just watching him embrace him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so much fun saves. Though. Oh yeah. It was unreal.
So much fun to watch all those games and just kind of enjoy the international feel of it all. It really really is cool to have that have that going on.
Who do you think was the biggest screw job in the tournament?
Biggest screw job?
Who got screwed the worst?
Oh, God. I feel like Mexico is one. Got to be one of them.
That's where I would have gone with that, too.
The freaking Netherlands comeback goals, and they got denied. They got robbed in, like, earlier games of goals that they should have had that they called offsides. That was total bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I just feel bad for Mexico. I think they could have gotten a lot further. This is like their fourth or fifth or sixth time that they've managed to make it they didn't manage to make it past the quarterfinals or something like that. It's
that
just sad.
Just be a North American thing.
It was at the time it was specifically given as a Mexico statistic because like they're interviewing Mexican fans and they're like every time it's like this just sucks, you know, like it's the same every time. I'm like, ah man, you know.
No, no offense, Mexico, you got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Sorry about your team, but
you live in a third world hellhole.
Yeah, well, your coach is awesome, though.
Yeah, dude, the Latin American coaches, the Argentinian coach too, was pretty entertaining with the falling backwards stuff and just kind of.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Generally.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Germany only got scored on in two games.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
They were really good, man. They deserve it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ghana and then Brazil, they gave up one late on accident because Schweinsteiger was mad they didn't go up 8-0. And he was yelling at the forward. Which
dude, that guy got beat up on that in the Argentina game in the final.
Yes, he did. Speaking of Warriors.
Like every other minute I'd turn around and he was on the floor writhing about something.
Oh yeah, there was stigmata of the face going on there. He did not have a good day.
Yeah.
I mean he did, but he earned it.
Yeah, for real. For real. Man.
Okay, so this is the reverse of my Brazil question. Why did no one see Costa Rica coming?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that one either.
They were not a Cinderella team. They were just legitimately good.
Yeah. Plucky. Very plucky.
Yeah.
And you know, they were just happy to be there. I wonder if that just part of it, you know, just trying to make it through and it's surprising, but that was cool. It was cool to see. It was heartbreaking to watch them lose on those PKs.
Yeah. But, you know, again, and Kroll.
Yeah. Oh, and the last minute sub for Kroll, where everyone's like, oh, Jesus, man, what do you do?
Yeah.
Crafty sons of bitches.
Yeah, but they have penalty kicker. I don't know if that's a common thing or not to have a penalty kick specialist, but that's essentially what he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, he just takes up half the area in front of the goal because of his sheer size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they were good, though, like legitimately.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they had to be Greece and penalty kicks as well, but that was kind of bullshit also. The refs were kind of carrying them. I don't really know why.
I don't know.
Must they feel bad for austerity measures, but...
Everyone's paying them. No one should feel bad. Everyone's paying Greece, and they suck.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, they were only okay, I think, at that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there was like, were you the one telling me this that Australia they moved to like be technically under a different conference for FIFA for this cup because they were too strong in the Micronesia Oceania group or whatever or conference, So they had them considered in some other group instead because nobody from their region would have shown up otherwise.
There was some, those are there all some, islands. Sorry. None of them had like land to have play soccer on.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm, you know, thinking.
I would believe that.
But I think there were some shenanigans. I don't really know all the details off the top of my head, but there was something like that. But I don't remember. Like, I think if they don't do that, then like Japan or Korea don't show up because there's just no way that anybody's more dominant than Australia or something like that in terms of the numbers and the rankings.
Interesting. I had not heard that.
Maybe it was my little brother telling me that. I don't know. Somebody did.
Gotcha. They sure didn't look all that, though, in the tournament.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, that maybe just speaks to the general weakness of that conference compared to CONMEBOL or CONCACAF or UEFA.
Yeah, Asia sent three teams. And I guess maybe if you count Australia with Asia, it's four. But
Yeah. But I think they just maybe did that for balance. Because otherwise it's just full of South Americans and Europeans.
Yeah. Just like always.
Yeah. It was interesting. I think this is one of the first World Cups where a South American team didn't win when the cup was hosted in South America. I think that was another situation.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
One more for the white people. God knows they need another victory.
Get your shit together, South America.
They're like, we're trying. Trying so hard. Watch our gas prices go up overnight. All right, fine. Fuck you.
Yeah. Man.
So are you excited to go to the 2022 games with me here in the U.S. when it doesn't go to Qatar?
I would be excited to do that, yes.
I think that is going to happen because based on what I saw people, you know, playing near the Amazon, not in it, mind you, but near it,
yeah.
Having to deal with
and
the
almost
humidity.
Dying, yeah.
Yeah. Let's ratchet that up 20 more degrees Fahrenheit. I don't think that's God, what a terrible plan. Just awful.
Yeah, I'm still skeptical. They have 8 years to build like five more cities and bust in enough Pakistanis to make it happen, but I just you know, the human rights violations that are going to amount there, you know, there are going to accumulate there. It's just mind-boggling.
Oh yeah, that's not even the worst part. That's the terrifying thing.
Yeah, I just
the climate is going to be oh my god.
Yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea?
The people they got paid off by in FIFA.
Yeah, basically. Goodness gracious.
There's oil money making its rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it I don't know. I mean, I hate to be too conspiracy theorist, but you have Russia, truly a bastion of honorable trading, followed by Qatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like winner of 2018 World Cup, Russia. Winner of 2022 World Cup, Qatar. What does a Qatar national team look like? Do they even have enough land as it is to build one field?
Well, land, yes, grass, no.
Like, who plays soccer in Qatar? Like right now, like if you went there right now, could you find 11 people to make a team that know how to play soccer? I'd like to know. I honestly don't know. I mean, it almost sounds a little shock jock of me, but I'm genuinely curious.
Listen, I say with all confidence, there's at least 11 people in Qatar. I haven't looked at the demographics. But
can they play soccer? That's really the question.
Well, not if they're women. I think they're still not allowed
to
do
anything
there.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Speaking of women, you know, it really bums me out to like listen to some of the statistics that were quoted during the World Cup because they would say like, oh, this guy is like the world's top scorer. And it's like actually all of the women side of FIFA – like triples the numbers of the men in terms of goals, international goals scored, games played, kilometers run, and no one ever fucking mentions that. It's like let's give a hand to the women's teams.
No shit, I did not know any of that.
Yeah, like
so they score more?
They score more, like individual players, like star players, especially for the U.S. because the U.S. by the way is the most dominant women's soccer team for
that
years.
I didn't know.
Like Mia Hamm isn't even in the top two of like. most number of international goals scored, and like the top three or four, I think, are U.S. women.
And oh yeah, Alex Morgan is going to be the 2015 is going to be her year, just in pop culture, I think.
Yeah, and the Women's World Cup is next year in Canada, mm-hmm. So it's funny how that all gets glossed over, but it's worth mentioning that
that's a huge marketing blunder.
Yeah.
I can't think of any sport where, the women score more. Wait, what?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Yeah, no, four or five more times more.
Yeah. So, you know, and something else that was brought up by a mutual friend of ours, who I'm not sure if I can say his name on the air, but it's an interesting point that there were exactly zero ads for the MLS or Premier League. Or Champions League or La Liga in any of the FIFA World Cup games that I watched. I watched every game. I did not see a single ad for any other league. And Premier League starts like next week.
Yeah.
Like what? They didn't bother like cross advertising for soccer during
there
soccer games?
There was one ad for like a particular game that they were advertising. That was it though.
Isn't that surprising?
I have a count of one. Not rather than zero.
Yeah. That's just very surprising to me. Like, I expect better advertising for, like, you like this soccer? Here's more soccer. You like you like seeing Rooney's weird-ass face? Watch him on Premier League starting, you know, this day on Fox Sports or whatever.
Well, now that I do understand, no one likes looking at Rooney. That may have been the worst team I watched play. England was miserable.
Wanna watch
strikers. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was sad.
I'm sorry, Inglaterra.
Yeah, it's like, want to watch Luis Suarez bite more people? Watch him play for Barcelona starting on this day. Like, it's not that, you know, they didn't
He's
do any of that.
Hungry.
Yeah. Here's a Snickers, you know, and watch La Liga starting.
Oh, my God, that's totally the Snickers commercial that should have
Oh, they
been.
Made those. They made those online. They had those.
Oh, that's amazing.
It said, tired of Italian? Have some Snickers.
Oh God! Yes.
they're even selling bottle openers that like the teeth of the bottle opener is Luis Suarez's face.
I kind of feel like I need that.
You can order it on Kickstarter, I think. He got traded by Liverpool to Barcelona like immediately after those shenanigans, still during the World Cup, because Liverpool didn't want to deal with him anymore.
Yeah, I guess I understand that.
Yeah.
But Hannibal on the team is a little demoralizing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's just I just thought it was interesting they didn't advertise any other soccer. It's like, shouldn't we just use this momentum to keep things going, keep people interested?
I'd go a little further. A lot of the advertising was there was a whole campaign about for 1 month, let's all be soccer fans. I'm like, what?
Yeah, what the
One
fuck?
Month? That's it?
That's it? Come on.
After that, now you can go back to your lives and not caring. Yeah. Well, okay, great. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, bit strange.
I will miss Adriana Lima though, as I butcher her name twice in the same sentence.
As quickly as she disappears in the commercial, soccer has disappeared from the American zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah. This podcast is like the last word on it for 4 years.
Probably.
That might actually be true. Who's Tim Howard? Wasn't he on Happy Days? No, God damn it.
That's funny.
If only Ron Howard had Tourette's.
Oh, man. Man.
And dead air.
Yeah. What else is there to say? America should be more interested in soccer. I wish the MLS, you know, because even I don't watch the MLS. I don't know. I don't, you know, frankly, it's just, there's something missing there. And I wish I blame myself partially for not getting more into Premier League or something like that. I just haven't had the wherewithal to track that down. I mean, you need to kind of like subscribe to like Fox Sports International or some garbage like that to be able to watch it. If I could just stream it, I'd be able to keep track, I think. Come on, internet.
You got to figure it's coming, especially with Google Fiber.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Lurking on anything. Although, wouldn't that be like in the middle of the night for us?
Maybe. So, you know, be able to DVR it and just kind of view it as needed. I don't know.
Soccer is always needed.
Yeah. It's very exciting. I had a great time in the World Cup, even though both my teams ended up, you know, biting it really early. It was still fun to watch. Yeah. Poor choice of words poor analogy on my part.
I think it's perfectly apt, given what happened and went down. I had a question and I forgot it. I hate that. And now I've saved it for posterity on the podcast.
There you go. Everyone will know on this day you forgot your question.
Damn it. Oh, it wasn't a question. I remember now. No, I was just about to mention. I was just about to bitch about baseball again.
Oh. Well.
Oh, it's all I've got for the next 6 weeks. It's like, oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what drives me the most crazy about Americans not being into football.
Is their love baseball. For baseball?
It's like, what is... No. You can't say soccer is boring and then go to a baseball game for 9 goddamn innings. At least.
Yeah. So I was at this, it took me 3 bars to find a sports bars to find a place with the game that I could actually sit down and watch for the final of the World Cup.
Oh, okay.
And, cause like the usual places were just slammed. And it's halftime, and I go in the restroom, and there's this guy in there. He's like, "So what's the halftime show?" And I'm like, "You American, there's no halftime show in football. There's like 15 minutes before everything starts again, dude. This stuff is played tight. We don't have time for your shenanigans and your wardrobe malfunctions."
I would have been like, "Oh, Adriana Lima and Alessandro Ambrosio make out." Didn't know? Didn't hear?
It was just... It was just funny, just talking about how people have different expectations in this country. Yeah.
But, you know, that is true of the Super Bowl. I think a good portion of people just watch it for, like, the commercials and the damn halftime show.
Yeah, that's...
Whatever 20-year-old musical act they trot out.
It's kind of sad.
Well,
maybe not kind of sad. Maybe it is just straight up sad.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. How are things over at Kung Fu Conversations?
Well, it's been a little slow lately because I was sick, so we had a little bit of a gap. But
okay.
We brought in some interesting guests recently, lots of different subject matter experts. One in particular that, I don't know, it just seems like people in the full Sound of Fury audience might find interesting. We talked to a psychotherapist who his name is Dr. Carl Giacono. He worked with psychopaths and sociopaths as like part of his career. And he's actually one of literally the world's foremost experts on psychopathy and sociopathy. He's written 4 textbooks on the subject, and just listening to him talk about psychopaths and how they cross over. I mean,
how they find really psychopaths. Good at martial arts.
Well, yeah, actually specifically that, like how a lot of them, there's no quality control or like accreditation. So like any psychopath can open a martial arts school and say that they're, you know, Rex Kwando type of guy and just take advantage of people. And that happens a lot. And that's why we brought him on to talk to him about what kind of signs you expect to see and what kind of behaviors. And the dude just starts like, he's so deadpan, not in a negative way. Just he's so used to like psychopaths and stuff that he just starts talking about how people are cutting off people's heads and like putting makeup on them and putting them in freezers and stuff. And we're like, dude, that's intense. So check that out. It's episode 60.
Is that the name of the episode?
The name of the episode is Psychopathy 101. But we tried to be nice. And it's actually the first time I'd ever actually had to record a warning to put in front of the episode. Because... It can be kind of intense, you know. He's talking to rapists and murderers, and just it. And he, you know, he spent all, like 20, 30 years doing that stuff because it was part of his job and he was trying to, you know, push research forward. And it's just incredible what his stories and kind of his findings. So there you go. That was the Kung Fu Conversations moment.
I have no words.
We also brought in an art teacher who teaches at the Art Institute of Austin who is a Tai Chi student and she incorporates Tai Chi into her classes. She's a professor. And we've brought in different folks who specialize in ADHD kids and the director of programming education for KLRU, the local PBS station. We brought in a lot of people recently and there's some pretty cool interviews there. So check it out, austinkungfuacademy.com/blog or look up Kung Fu Conversations on iTunes and you can find all our episodes there.
Booyah. No, that sounds interesting and a little scary.
It was intense, man. It was really intense. And the way he describes how they get in your head by just staring at you in the room, it's like, I don't think I could do that. It's just nuts.
I still have no words. I have nothing to add, humorous or otherwise.
It's like, so Guardians of the Galaxy.
we gotta talk about that. Real quick before we go, have you gone to the movies at all recently?
Jesus, the last movie I saw may have been Godzilla. Did something come after Godzilla? Was that
a bunch of shit?
Okay,
which is why I was asking.
I forgot if that was before or after the X-Men film. Days of Future
Godzilla Past. Predates Days of Future Past.
Okay, so I saw Days of Future Past. That was probably the last film I saw new, and then I saw Godzilla again and Captain America again. I've seen Captain America 4 times.
Wow.
One time was on a plane, so that didn't count. But I've seen it 3 times in theaters. I love that movie, and I've been going through some rough times lately. I won't belabor the audience with that, but that movie helped me get through a little bit. And Godzilla is, it wasn't like earth-shattering, but I did really enjoy Godzilla. I've actually seen that one twice. I wanted to go back and see it again just to kind of revisit the things I liked. It wasn't Pacific Rim, but for what it was, I enjoyed that film quite a bit.
I liked it okay.
I mean, it wasn't the, you know, Oscar worthy or anything, but it was fun.
Yeah, I just felt like June this year was a real suck fest.
Yeah, kind of.
And I think I read somewhere that it was one of the after you adjust it for inflation, it was like the worst performing summer since '87.
Wow.
And then you see what came out and you're like, well, yeah, I'd believe that.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. Now, and there's some stuff coming on the horizon I'm excited for. I forget which fucking Planet of the Apes it is. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I think it's Dawn. That came out last Friday, right?
Yeah, it just came out. I think that'll actually be excellent. Lucy's
haven't
coming.
Seen – yeah, Lucy's coming this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and there's some other stuff in August I can't remember. Oh, I saw Edge of Tomorrow as well.
That's supposed to be really good.
I really like that movie.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's worth watching. Apparently, I've listened to some podcasts and stuff comparing it to the book, and it's a little different from the book, but it was fun. You know, Tom Cruise can do a good sci-fi movie. I mean, I like the ones he makes. And I think it was better than Oblivion, the previous one that he had made.
Gotcha. Yeah, either he or his agent is really good at picking the right ones.
I don't know if it's the Scientology thing where he just, you know, goes after those or what, but it works, man.
Yeah. You'll notice that neither of us mentioned Transformers.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give that the time of day.
God damn it.
Let's
table that. I feel like we should bring Keyshawn in on that one. We'd talk about that. This. Oh, God. Those damn movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking so little from those films, and I don't even get that. I don't know. Did you ever watch Transformers as a young man and think, you know what this needs is Mark Wahlberg?
No. The thought did not cross my mind.
I don't think that crossed anyone's mind.
Yeah. I was not compelled to go see it at all. So I haven't.
Yeah. No, I just, 2 hours and 45 minutes of that shit is just, that feels punitive.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's, yeah. But good stuff is coming, it looks like, I think.
Yeah, I think August, oddly, because I don't think traditionally August is that strong of a month, but it seems like this year August will have at least a few things.
Yeah. Don't the Wachowskis have something coming too?
That got pushed to 2015, Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think they didn't have enough time to crunch all those special effects.
So they figured they'd go up against Avengers 2 and Star Wars 7.
I think it's early 2015. Like March or April, they're trying to do a Captain America type deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're gonna need to do that.
Oh, the Hercules movie with The Rock is coming out this weekend.
That looks like a good kind of stupid movie. I'm pumped for that one.
Brett Ratner joint.
Alright, I'm less excited about that.
the new Sin City comes out in August.
That's right.
And The Giver adaptation comes out in August. From the popular children's novel or young
like
adult novel.
Born. Just going by the title.
I like the book growing up, but I don't know. Jeff Bridges is in it.
Is
so
that the one about
potential.
The tree?
The Giving Tree? Not exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's right. That's what I was thinking of.
But like I said, the dude is in it, so it has a shot. Expendables 3, I'm not even going to bother saying anything more than that. I've already said too much. And, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Come on. Another Michael Bay fuck-up.
They're not even joints anymore. They're just going in like, this is a fuck-up.
What do they call it? They call his film style now, like, Bayhem. Like, that's the phrase that's used.
I hadn't
now.
Heard that, but that's pretty apt.
It's, like, now, like, officially accepted in movie canon that, like, his style of just insanity is just called Bayhem.
Hang on a second. What about Pain and Gain?
Bayhem.
I had to internalize
Keyshawn.
There
Keyshawn, for a yeah. So I started watching that movie, and Keyshawn's going to listen to this, and he's going to be so mad. I could not continue after like 45 minutes.
Wow. Oh.
It might have been just my state of mind at the time. I'm going to excuse a little bit of that because I was maybe not ready for it, but like. It was hard for me to continue. I'm like, really? This? I don't know. A bunch of dudes on steroids, like, robbing people and shit. I'm not sure.
I want to go out on that thought because we're going to have a fight, like, literally listen, like, on the next episode. I'm gonna get a call in 2 days. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'll try again. I promise. But I couldn't make it through. And that's pretty rare for me. I usually can make it through, but it might have been my state of mind at the time. Like I said, I've been going through some difficult stuff, so I will try again.
You would think mindless Bayhem, as you called it, would be right up your alley.
Yeah, there's just less explosions, and it's like trying to be more of a character piece. I'm like, no, Bayhem, Christ. Bayhem, don't do that.
That's already like bad news.
Yeah,
I want to focus like is. I think that was it. Well, I think that's what the first half of Pearl Harbor was supposed to be. And that, I don't know. Also, really fucking long movie. Longer than War, I think. Oh, no, I'm thinking of MASH.
Oh. I'm trying to look through the list of movies here in August, and I keep scrolling. I keep scrolling.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's starting to get weak. I mean, and after August, like we're back into fall, you know, dramas and Oscar contenders.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a terrible thing. It's just the big tentpole stuff's kind of over pretty soon.
Yeah.
Another month maybe, and then we're out.
Which is okay. I just wish more of the tentpoles had brought it this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
there's another Atlas Shrugged movie coming out. Jesus. How many of those have we had? Like we need to cut that out.
There's been more than one?
There were two Atlas Shrugged movies released earlier this decade. Like part one and part two kind of thing. And there's yet another one coming out this year. It's like there's three too many. And like we can set this aside now.
The Atlas trilogy. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, please. I think they're just – and they're all, they're like different – there's like different remakes of it. It's like, really? More? I don't know. There's this Denzel Washington movie called The Equalizer that's based on an old TV show.
Oh, I know it well.
Yeah, the old TV show?
Yeah. I used to love – and this is going to be a lame admission from me 25 years after the fact, but I used to love the opening.
Yeah.
It had like the best opening score.
I YouTubed that. It was pretty crazy. So after I watched the trailer for the Denzel flick, it looked it doesn't look bad. I like Denzel Washington, so.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll
who doesn't?
It'll at least be okay.
Yeah.
Has so that's coming in September.
I can't remember one that's been bad that I've seen with Denzel in it. Every one I've seen has been pretty good. Even the fucking movie he made with Russell Crowe. What's it called? Virtuosity. Was even awesome in my opinion.
Oh, I've never seen that. But that's
never seen that one.
Yeah, that's before Crow was like a known. So to
holy
speak.
Cow, that's a like a cyberpunk type of.
Yeah,
film.
I remember it. I just never. Oh never man, saw it.
It's crazy.
How about the Book of Eli? Is he getting that?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, Book of Eli is a pretty decent film.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the twist, but
you'd probably. A book.
You'd probably see it coming, but even so, I think it's fairly well executed. Gary Whitta is the writer for that film. Mm-hmm. He's kind of fairly well known in internet circles these days. He's writing a Star Wars film now. So, you know, he's also on the Tested.com podcast, or he was for a while before he started becoming a serious movie writer. But that was his first breakout hit, and I enjoy Book of Eli.
Good to know. I got to finish watching Arrow.
Oh yeah. So where are you, man?
I am exactly halfway through season two.
So what happened recently?
I'm hoping I'm where Laurel's at her lowest.
Oh, okay.
And someone comes to try and help her out.
Okay.
I'll try not to put any spoilers in there.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
for those, but although once I finish that, I think there's going to be probably an Arrow only podcast coming from the three of us.
Sounds good.
I suspect we can probably run at least an hour on that show alone.
So all the Barry Allen stuff's already come and gone, right?
I think yes, that was at least I think so. He's in his coma. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much all you get because the coma factors into the Flash series itself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've seen some of the trailers for it. It's interesting. Yeah, we'll come back to that. Cool. Because I gotta go.
All right.
we're at an hour, and I feel good about this one.
Okay.
And hopefully GarageBand doesn't eat it. It's all Suarez style like it has in the past.
Come on, GarageBand.
Hold it together.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking William Falcon of recording. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Full and Seven. Let's try that again.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Full of Sound and Fury podcast. I've been Cyrus Mordozavi. Quick note, I will be at San Japan in San Antonio, Texas this weekend, over in Artist Alley, Table E7. And I will also be at Anime Overload here in Austin, Texas in August, 8th through 10th, I believe. No table assigned as of yet.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Anime Overload is kind of a smallish show, but San Japan will definitely be fun.
Cool.
And it's on the Riverwalk. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
Plus, it's always fun to be the only Mavericks fan in San Antonio. that can't go wrong in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, just wear your Mavs jersey out in the Riverwalk. You'll be
fine. I've got a Dirk Nowitzki mask.
Perfect.
I think that'll go over well.
Yeah.
Ariel Rodriguez, what's your URL?
Just check us out on iTunes. Just search for Kung Fu Conversations. That's Conversations with a K. And if you want to kind of check out our episode archive via the web instead, just go to austinkungfuacademy.com/blog, and you can kind of find our podcast mixed in with a bunch of our other informative blog posts. I think that's where most of the content I generate these days goes.
There you go. And which one is the murder episode again?
I believe it's episode 60. It's called Psychopathy 101.
Is there a 102 coming?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how popular things get.
All right, Internet. You have your orders.
Yeah. Just, you know, vote for us on iTunes if you want to see more of that insanity.
Yeah. Awesome. This has been a Rise Again production. Copyright 2014.